faith and obedience.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Thanks, Chris. Done well. You're still there. Just the last one. Yeah, we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confident belief in God's promises. Faith is confident belief in God's promises. And there's much that is foolish about the Christian faith. Let's face it. You know, Paul said it's a stumbling block to the Greeks and foolish... stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the non-Jews. There's lots of stuff that doesn't make sense. And there's lots of times when it looks like God's promises don't seem to be true or they're not our experience, if we're honest. And we just think, well, what was that promise about? That doesn't look like it's actually real. But the core of Christianity is to believe that Jesus really is true to his promises, even if my expectation of that or how that would be worked out doesn't come to fruition. So that our faith is actually in the character of God, in the trustworthiness of God, not necessarily in the interpretation that I had of what God was saying. And so I think one of the things for me is God trustworthy? Is his character? Is he unfailingly good? And for me, that is the testimony that I have of the faithfulness of God, that he's worthy of my trust, even in the times when I'm disappointed or I didn't have an outcome or an answer that I was hoping for. Jesus really is the promised Messiah. He really is the rightful King and the Son of God. He is the truest picture of the Father we will ever have. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is Jesus present, living in me, in you, and bringing us the ability to become more and more like Jesus. Not just us to become more and more like Jesus, but our world to become more and more like his kingdom. There are many mysteries in this journey of faith, but the truth is that God is faithful and he can be trusted with our lives and his promises are true. And it's actually a gift, faith. We can't muster it up, but we can say, like the man who came to Jesus, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And if you're in a place where you're disappointed with God or where it's hard to believe his promises, that's a really simple, practical prayer. God, I believe, help my unbelief. I want to be able to believe your promises. I want to believe that who you are is who you've said you are. So it's not until we actually trust the faithfulness of God that we can do the obedience thing, because nobody obeys someone that they don't trust. We just can't do it. And our trust is that God is has our best interests at heart, that he's for us. It's actually a core battle of the human heart as to who gets to run our lives. That is one of the core battles that everybody wrestles. Who will run my life? And we so want to control our own lives because we know best. We actually think we know better than God. And it's so hard to let go of that and obey God and do it his way. I love that song that says, your ways are better, because, you know, somewhere along the line, I have learned that God's ways are better. It doesn't mean I always obey him, but consistently I have discovered that God's ways are better and that it's way better to obey him. To submit to God's word and to follow Jesus is actually better. I believe that obedience is God's love language. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord if you don't do what I say? Obedience is the way that we love God. But obedience is only possible because we have the Holy Spirit to help us. If we try and obey God without the presence of the Holy Spirit, all we have is religion. And it's boring and it's depressing because we keep failing. We can't do it. It's really discouraging trying to obey God without the Holy Spirit to help us. And just one simple thing that I felt like God was saying to share with you this morning was, When we choose something above obedience to God, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a career, whether it's, if we intentionally choose something that we know God, you know, when we do that thing where we run our own lives, the thing we choose actually has to become God to us. I've watched it a lot of times. I've watched people choose a relationship that God said no to because they really, really wanted to run their own life. And that relationship, the person that they choose, has to become God to them. They have to be their comfort. They have to be their provider, because in moving away from God, they actually still need that stuff, but they go to the person for it. And I've watched that that other person can't sustain that. They can't be God. No human being can be God. And so I suppose it's my heart that all of us would come back to that place where we're willing to say yes to God. Yes in the big stuff, yes in the little stuff. Whether it's a massive decision for a career change or a country change or whatever, or a tiny thing where he says, you need to go to that coffee shop because there's someone there that I want you to talk to. You know, whatever it is, God is worthy of our yes, of our obedience.
Beautiful. Laura, can you pray that over us?
Yeah, sure. So where it is in our family, I see it all over the shop. I see snippets of it here and there, and it's like the place where heaven touches earth, when people have that gift of faith that they're able to, like, believe God for the things and act on those things, as Chris was saying, you know. My husband has a spiritual gift of faith. It's one of his big ones. As his wife, it's been a little bit discombobulating sometimes because I'm like, I don't know how that's going to go. But he's like, it's going to go good. God's got this. And I'm like, we can't see that right now. But anyway, it has, like, for me, been faith building, you know, developed that faith in me because I have seen the faithfulness of God. Once again, in this leadership, there's a huge, huge focus on faith and believing God is going to do the good things, and he continues to do it. So amen, hey? Lord, we just pray for more faith. We just pray for an upgrade of faith in this community. We ask, Lord, that, that we would be able to respond to that faith in your love language, your love language of obedience, Lord. I just ask that you give us the strength to do the hard things and even some of the easy things that seem hard at the time, Lord. I just pray, Father, that your grace and, the provision of your faith would just be so strong in this community that it would be a family stamp upon this house, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Just one last thing I wanted to do is pray together. This is the last week we've focused particularly on growing as a spirit-filled family. And I just really wanted to just pray in faith for you today and for what God has in store for us and the people God has in store for us and the ministries that God has in store for us that will help people connect with him, people to experience his love, and that will deepen relationships here. So what I want you to do is you can identify in whatever age group you like this morning. So what I'm going to do is ask Brian to pray for those who identify as a senior. I'll be praying for those who identify as adults. Laura will be praying for our youth and young adults, which are kind of high school and young adults. And Chris will be praying for our children. So I just want to invite you on just one of those age demographics at a time and just to pray a blessing over you here this morning. And also to pray together in faith for what God has in store for us, for the people in the age group that God has for us to demonstrate his love to connect with, whether they're part of our church, become part of our church family or not. But just for the opportunities and the ministry activities and the things he's calling for us to do individually and what he's calling us to do collectively as a church for each of those demographics. Is that okay? So if you identify as a senior. So I want everyone to stand up, whether you're new here or you've been here for forever. Just if there's anyone who identifies as a senior, if you could stand, if you're able to. Well, you know, there might be some people who are going to get the healing thing after the service. Sorry about that. I refer to you as our senior youth, okay? There we go. That's better. Brian, if you could pray. Thanks.
Yeah, well, thanks, Brad. I've been asking the Lord what to pray in the blessing, but this is very important that you understand who seniors are in the church. One weekend, we're at Tarley Bible College. The Lord woke me at 2 o'clock in the morning and showed me the enemy was sending the spirit of death to take out older Christians, because the enemy is actually frightened of older Christians, of seniors in the church. Can I just say, I know as one of the leadership, I actually feel the prayers that our seniors pray over as leadership. And we honour you and thank you for that. And if any younger ones that don't know some of our seniors, you really need to get to know them and let them pray for you. Anyway, Lord, we thank you for our seniors, Lord. We pray a blessing over our seniors, Lord. And it excites me to see the future of the seniors in this church and what they bring, Lord, and the power and the authority that they walk in, Lord. So we bless them for that, Lord, and I bless them for walking with you for many, many, many years, Lord, and the power that comes with that. And as Chris spoke about obedience, how the obedience of our seniors have been for many, many years to you, Jesus. So thank you, Jesus, for each and every one here. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may have a seat. Anybody who identifies somewhere between seniors and youth and young adults, if you could stand, please. Father God, I just thank you for all of our adults. And I just pray for both maturity and childlikeness over them. Just pray for a real sense of confidence in who they are. And just appreciating the influence that they have on the people around them. Lord, I just pray that you will just give them an excitement for this season of life, a fresh reminder of the calling on their lives, and that you waste nothing, that you have used their training, their experiences with you, and also the failures and hurts, Lord, to bless others. So I just pray for our men and for our women that they'll be just really comfortable in their identity. They can be generously vulnerable and authentic to the people around them. Just bless them with a sense of joy for what's ahead for them. And I'll pray for us as a church, Lord, that we can create opportunities of connecting with other adults and drawing them into the life and the love of the church in this building or through activities and through relationships. We just pray that you will give us just your ways of creating activities and that will help deepen relationships and just help people know what Jesus is really like and the way that he relates. So I just bless all of the adults in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, anyone who, high school, young adults, youth and young adults, if you could stand, I'll get Laura to pray.
Ah, well, we're a bit light on with these at the moment, with holidays and things. And yeah, I just want to pray for you guys. I just pray, Father, that you would give them an excitement about the things of your spirit. I pray, Father, that you would help them to lay down their identity in you, that this foundational phase of life, that you would just chase after them, Lord, and that you would equip them with the habits and lifestyle that glorifies you, that they might be a light to the people in their generation, Father, that they might just be people who just draw others to you, Lord. I just thank you for the incredible gifts in the group of young adults and youth that we have here, Lord. And I just ask that you would breathe upon this demographic. Just breathe your life upon it, Lord. And
We just ask, Father, that you would use these amazing people as catalysts for the good things that you have in store for Madawi and surrounds, for the community, for that cohort, Lord, that, that they would be, they would just shine your light so brightly, Father, that your glory would be manifest in them, that people would not be able to look away when they see them, Lord, that they would just be drawn to them. Yeah, I just pray for a boldness in them. I just ask, Lord, that you would just place such a boldness in them that they would be able to speak of the things that you have deposited in them to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
And finally, our kids. So,
well, Jesus, thank you that you love children. You love the ones that are here. You love the ones in our community that know you, and the ones that don't yet know you. And so we just declare blessing over our children. We ask for soft hearts towards the things of your spirit. We ask for truth for them to anchor deeply into, that they would come to know who you are, Jesus, and how you love them, Father, and that they would welcome you, Holy Spirit, into their lives. We pray for our schools, our school teachers, Father. We pray that schools will be places of life and hope and truth. We pray your protection over our little ones. And, Father, we pray for the word as it goes out through the Christian school here, that there will be many who come and put their faith in you, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of children, Father, and we ask that each one of them would come to know and love you for themselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.